Hey there, Audioboo listeners. This is Adam Daniel Mazet in Toronto, Canada. Or as we like to say, Toronto, because if you say Toronto, pretty good guess you're not from here. How's it going? Well, this was day four. I'm going to have to get into the habit of doing this. Day four of the hotdogs.ca. Hot dogs, not dogs. Hotdogs.ca Film Festival. International Documentary Film Festival, as luck would have it. Which was actually my third day on the scene. And I saw three documentaries today, again. I almost thought I was going to see four, but I didn't get a chance to. And I had guests joining me for the final documentary that I saw. So, the first documentary that I saw was called The Secret Trial 5. And without getting too much into the kind of dodgy details, Canada had, at one stage in its criminal legislation, and this was a kind of an adjunct or whatever the legal terminology is for that, a module, an amendment, a this or that, we had something called security certificates. The United States has what's called Homeland Security, and Canada has something called CSIS, which is our equivalent of our CIA, and they had something called security certificates. And just basically, people that are coming to Canada with suspicious provenance are put on a certain kind of a watch list. And the story by Amir Walla talks about five men who were brought up on charges under the security certificates legislation and apparently spent a total of 50 years combined in administrative detention without being charged for any particular crime. Only for having come up on the radar of what we call the security certificates. And it was a great documentary. It was my first documentary of the day, and it got a really good turnout. In fact, all the three documentaries today had excellent Q&A. So that was the first documentary, and that was at the Isabel Bader Theater, which is one of the big venues for the festival, and very close to what's known as the Rogers Industry Center, which is where all the industry people hang out. Second film that I saw was called Rich Hill. Rich Hill is a small village in Missouri, in the state of Missouri, in the States. It's a film that's co-directed by two first cousins, Tracy Droz Tragos, and her cousin Andrew Droz Palermo. And actually, to be totally frank, Andrew is somebody that I know for a while because he was one of the 2013 25 new faces to watch. Every year Filmmaker Magazine comes out with an edition, I think it's their spring edition, with 25 new faces that you're supposed to watch, 25 new talents. And Andrew Droz Palermo was a cinematographer who was on that list for 2013. And this was his picture. What's going on up here? That was his picture. And I really enjoyed it. Rich Hill tells the story of three different boys who come from really broken homes and broken backgrounds, and they thought that the two filmmakers originally come from the Rich Hill area, so they thought it would be really cool to document or chronicle the life of these three adolescent teenage boys and some of the trials and tribulations that they were dealing with. And it was a Grand Jury Prize winner at the Sundance Film Festival, and I remember covering the trailer when I was during the winter time, during January, and Hot Docs managed to pick it up and screen it up here for the Doc Festival, so it was a good one. And then the third one was called The Writer with No Hands by William Westaway. Another really interesting character tells the story of a cinematographer called Gary DeVore in California, a screenwriter who basically came across a lot of potentially incendiary material involving, again, some CIA spy stuff and some embezzlement cash and some hush money and some kind of stuff, writing stuff that he shouldn't have written and basically went missing in the late 80s. And one of the subjects of Will's film is a British investigative reporter who basically researches basically researches conspiracy theories And I thought it was a really interesting, it was a really interesting project, to say the least. So those were my three projects of the day, and I was really glad to have caught those. Because I learned a lot. And again, the Q&As were incredible. Other than a few boob-type questions, you know, that people ask because, you know, it's for the audience. It's not for filmmakers. Hot Docs is not a purely audience festival. It's a mixed industry audience festival, but there's a lot of kind of boob-type questions, which are okay. It's completely fine. It's part of the process. And filmmakers that really know what they're doing. And again, just to say it from a personal perspective, to want to cut my teeth on a really solid documentary. I look at a lot of the projects that are out there, and I've thought about ideas that I think would be just incredible to write about, and so I think a lot about getting involved. And of course, this would be one of my hometown festivals. I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer not to get into it, but it's a lot of fun. Festivals are a lot of fun. And I also went to a panel session at 11 o'clock on the art and science of engagement, engagement being audience engagement, which this was my first panel of the festival. We had several others throughout the course of the day, but I have to always do this triage between going to more panels and networking and then watching films. So I try to cluster films that I want to watch in and around the same venues of where the panels take place, so I can just kind of shimmy and shunt. I don't have to really go all the way and get in my car and jump to a new place. But that was the long and the short of it today, and I had a really good time. So again, day four of Hot Docs, pretty fun stuff, pretty good. And if you're in Toronto and you're a senior and you're a student, or that is, you're a student or both, you can watch Docs for free. I repeat, you can watch all the Docs for free before 5 o'clock. So that's pretty cool. Again, they didn't pay me to say that. I just thought it would be cool because I know a lot of seniors and I also know a lot of students for some reason. So you will enjoy it. Thanks again for listening. At the Real ADM on Twitter. Talk to you very, very, very soon.